Namaste. This is Rahul Bharadwaj, the editor for Curious Times. Today I'll share an important story from the Supreme Court of India, a story about hope, justice, and the changing landscape of parenthood. It's about a landmark decision affecting surrogacy laws, a decision that speaks directly to the heart of many aspiring parents. Let's begin with Mrs. ABC. She has a condition called Meyer-Prokitansky-Custerhouse syndrome. Imagine wanting to plant a beautiful tree, but having no soil. That's how it is for Mrs. ABC to conceive a child. This is where our story of surrogacy and the law intertwines. Recently, there was an amendment to the surrogacy law on March 14th. It was like telling a master chef that they could only cook with ingredients they grew themselves. This law limited couples to use only their biological reproductive cells. For people like Mrs. ABC, who needed a surrogate mother and donor eggs, this was a significant barrier. But then the Supreme Court stepped in. Acting as guardians of justice, they revisited this amendment. They saw that the law, which was meant to help, was actually creating obstacles for those seeking parenthood through surrogacy. Representing Mrs. ABC, Mr. Jain argued against this amendment. He was like a detective, finding the inconsistencies, the gaps. He highlighted how crucial it is for some people to use a surrogate with donor eggs because of medical conditions. The government had a different view. They insisted on a genetic connection between the child and the parents, but this view overlooked the complexities of modern families.